Start time is 7:00. Welcome everyone to planning and zoning. Committee to order. Wayne Cooper here, aye.
Mike Harris here, aye.
Bert Godfrey here, aye.
Richie Collinwood here, aye.
Okay, there's no minutes to approve. So we'll drop down to the new business. Why don't you just want to come forward and tell us what you're doing?
I'm wanting to start my own taxidermy business called Pines and Pros. It's just going to be out of our garage pretty much. I'll just take people's hides, send them off to get tanned, bring them back, and turn them back into
So you're not tanning or doing anything?
No, just I'll send them off to be tanned and they'll be brought back and then I'll just put them back on like a foam.
Okay. You don't have any questions?
No parking or nothing.
You're just going to do that in the garage?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Vote.
Aye.
Approved. Now you'll just have to go to the next town council.
Town council. But that's, so you don't, if you want to go, you can, you don't have to. And that's July 2nd. And then once they approve it, then in the mail you'll get your business license.
Okay.
And then if you decide to renew it, like you'll get a form in December that talks about, if you want to renew. And then I just need that form back in January. And then as long as I get it before the end of, or the 1st of April, there's no fee. But if I don't get it and it goes delinquent, then there's a delinquent fee.
Okay.
So, but otherwise that's all it is.
So is it good for a year from today?
No.
For the calendar year?
It's the calendar year.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Next order of business is Myrna. She's not ready with her plans, so she's not going to be here tonight. Council Member Sparks.
I'll be quick.
Okay.
This is just a little checklist that I am working on. I want you guys to review it,
okay,
see if it would be helpful. The reason we're doing this is because we had a land dispute recently where two surveyors disagreed on where the property boundaries were. If you guys do hear information about that, the town does not take a stand on that. This is between two property owners now that they need to take it upon themselves. So the town is not going to get involved. But when it was brought up that there was discrepancy, we had to do some investigation to make sure that you guys as the commission followed every single check mark that needed to be done. So my thoughts were, if we have a consistent, every single thing goes through the checklist, same way every time, we're not going to miss anything. This is my interpretation of the code. I want you guys, your homework, to go through and look and see if you agree and if this is going to be useful and come back with some things that you think would be helpful. Because if we hadn't verified that there was a survey done on that property, the town could have been liable for that.
Yeah.
So.
But isn't there a question of someone who's has, even though they have a stamp, if it's incorrect?
And that's where that's the town is not. He provided us with the survey, though.
Well, I understand, but if it's wrong, that's a concern.
But it's not our job to police surveys. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's my understanding.
Well,
we are not.
It's true, but we do a whole bunch. He does a whole bunch more, and all of a sudden we start getting everything out of whack.
Somebody's going to have to take him to court.
Well, yeah, and our city looks a mess. Because you got homes that's too close here or off the property there. I think that's, that sounds a little odd to me. That we wouldn't want to find out what went wrong.
I see what you mean there. Come up with it.
So what do you recommend, though?
There's a conflict with the two surveyors.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
And so
we can't have a huge discussion about this.
Yeah,
it's not on the agenda.
It's
but
not on the agenda.
I just wanted to put it out there that this is the situation.
Yeah.
The town and you guys as a committee cannot take a stand on that. That's where we're at. That's why we needed to come up with a consistent every way. Every time we do a permit, it's checked. So there's no question that we did, that we checked everything that needed to be checked.
Everything on here, though, is based off of those surveys, both based off of everything. So as far as we're concerned, it's all based off of those surveys.
Right.
Those surveys are, it's not uncommon to have a discrepancy between surveyors. And yes, it does come down to an agreement between both parties involved. I don't see the town getting involved with that or being a part of that.
So if you'll look at this and come back with ideas, if it's on the next month's agenda. Yeah. And then I did want to ask you real quick, Brent, do you think that presentation you gave at the town council meeting would be beneficial for the LEDMA commission looking at the general plan?
Well, I guess if you want us to do anything with that, it would be, other than that, it's just a graph, they grab a bunch of graphs, but we can go into the world of that too.
If you think any of it would be beneficial, if the general plan needed to be changed, I think we should bring it up at the next meeting. But if it's not going to change our general plan, I wouldn't worry about it.
Can we put it on the agenda to discuss it then, so that we can discuss it?
Okay, what are we discussing?
The general plan, isn't it?
It's a survey that was done by Jeff Jackson for a bunch of the big builders, not only just in Cache Valley, but in Utah, who are trying to, they're taking it to a lot of the communities because they want to shrink the size of lots. So I can forward that to you. That part doesn't affect us, but it shows how it could affect us in the future.
Yeah.
Because by shrinking lots, you're pushing people that don't want to shrink a lot
out,
which affects us. So, I have that in my email. I'll email it to these.
Okay, then we can have a discussion. If you guys find anything just that concerns you.
Master plan for the state, then?
No, it's just a proposal. Well, it's just a bunch of graphs that shows building and over the past years, development, the costs of it, how they're increasing. And so they're wanting to shrink lot sizes because development is so
right.
You know, they want to go to a 4,000 to 6,000 square foot lot.
Create higher density.
Yeah.
There's a huge push for that right now to create higher density. So when you look at our general plan and to keep Clarkston the way Clarkston is, we need to make sure we protect it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to look at the general plan in conjunction with the survey that's done and see if there's anything that we need to be aware of.
So put that on the agenda to discuss the survey and comments on the general plan.
Okay.
So that we can discuss it in an open meeting. So that it's on the agenda. So if anybody wants to come, they can.
Okay. I'm just looking over this packet here that you put for it. Front yard setbacks. Setbacks should be from the property line,
right?
Not the street.
Okay,
middle of the road.
Property line.
Not the middle of the road.
That's the right of way. That's the street.
Yeah.
Setbacks are not from the street. They're from the property line.
So that needs to be changed. Okay. Those are the things I need to know so that I can fix those.
Yeah, that is a city feedback from the property line. Okay, so I hear a motion. Is he through? Okay.
Yeah, I'm in.
So I hear a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
What do I think that? Time, 7:10. Okay, come prepared to